Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Dramatic Chit Chat. And today we are going to talk about Mystic Pop-Up Bar, which is now on Netflix. And they're doing 12 episodes total, 2 episodes a week, and the first 2 episodes just went up. I watched the first episode, so I wanted to just give you guys my first impression of the show. It starts off in the Joseon era, I believe they call it, like the historic times. And we have Woo Jun, who is our main character. And she can read people's dreams to find out what's bothering them. So, like, if you are having nightmares, she can touch your hand and read what's really the cause of that. Like, why the evil spirits are coming against you. So, you know, a wife was having a hard time after her husband passed. She read the dreams and was able to tell them that, you know, spirits are bothering him and his grave needs to be moved to somewhere sunny. And so we get this montage of her walking through the town and people just speaking with her, being real friendly, talking about the cases she's worked on with them. People seem to really like her, getting good results. So she has a good reputation in town, at least it seems like at this point. And then we go to the queen, who is having a hard time because the crown prince won't wake up. And he's having these nightmares. And so one of the women says, it's this girl in town that has this reputation. Should we call her over? So she comes over and she puts her hand on the crown prince. And they do this little, she does this little awkward pullback. And she says a whole bunch of spirits coming against him for all the wrongful deaths that the royal family has done throughout the years. So she's like, give me some time and I'll be able to get with each spirit and figure out what they need. So a couple days later, we see the prince is up. The queen is grateful. And the queen is like, you know, offering her all these gifts and things like that. So we see her with all this free, you know, this free swag. And people in town, well, the prince starts acting weird, Like, he's fine, but he's smiling all the time. And his mom is like, he looks like he's under a spell. And so they're like, is it a side effect of him working with the girl, the Woo Jun? So the queen goes to get her. I don't know if it was the queen or her helper. I'm assuming it's probably her helper. But she was disguised. And she's outside Woo Jun's house. And she hears all these people saying that Woo Jun has bewitched the prince. He comes every night. And that's why she got the free stuff. And she's, you know, she used her curses, her spells, or whatever. So they're talking all this mess. And she's listening. And she goes back to the palace, and I'm thinking that it's just town gossip, because we know the queen offered her free stuff and that's how she got the gifts. So the way that I was taking it, it was just gossip that this person was believing. But later, so I'm not really sure if it was true or not. I don't think it is, but even right now I'm not really sure, because when her mom also has some type of vivid dream. So her mom knows they're about to come for her daughter. So she tells her to put your hair up in a bun, pretend you're me, and leave. And when she leaves, her mom like burns the house down. And she comes back in as this fire is raging. It's like, mom, I'm sorry. It's my fault. And also before she left, she said to her mom, oh, you know. So that's why I'm confused. Like, did her mom know she really was messing around with the prince? Like, we don't get no scenes of her and the prince together ever. There's no real confirmation. So I don't know if she was saying, you know for real that I was with the prince, or if you just heard the rumors. Like, you know about the rumors. So we never really get confirmation of this. Then she goes, she runs, she is in a fire, and she's apologizing to her mom, saying, it's my fault, I'm sorry. And then she goes out to this, like, holy tree that the queen likes to worship at. and she knocks down all the idols. I don't know what they're really called, but in church, like when you worship anything other than God, they call them idols. Sorry. So she knocks down all the idols, and then she gets, she hangs herself from the tree. And then we pop into modern times, and she's working at this bar. She's trying to get, this woman comes in who I thought was just random, but later we learned she's, her name, I believe her name is Minron. But she comes in and she looks like distressed, and she's, and Wooju was just like really trying to get this woman to confess. She's like, come on, do it, like in her head, like, tell me, and like, what's bothering you? Like, she really just needs to know. I'm like, what? So, turns out, she has some type of atonement. When she tried to kill herself on this tree, since it was considered a holy tree, she got sent down, instead of dying, she got sent down to earth, and she has to help a certain number of people. I believe they said, like, get revenge. And she, so it's her way of getting atonement. So people, they have to help people get revenge on who people who've been wronged. So she, Minron, doesn't tell her anything. And she's just, like, stressed out. Like, I'm working hard. I'm trying to reach my goal. These humans, it's not as easy. We get flashback her back in, like, because she can enter people. We later find out she actually gets revenge by entering the dreams. And we'll get there. But we get like this quick flashback of like dream world. And she's getting revenge for somebody. And she pops out looking like Pebbles Flintstone. It's so crazy. Like she has on like the type of like animal print short dress. So I guess it's supposed to be that era. She even has like the little, like the big bat thing that Bam Bam used to hold, and she has this wild crazy hair. It's just so crazy looking. It's just a real random scene, but I guess it's a show that that's how she enters the dreams for later. So she's just really stressed out. Like all she do is really drink at this point. And then we go to this grocery store where our next character seems to be working. And actually, Minron works there too. And she's getting like employee of the month for like the fifth month in a row. And everybody's like, gee, her again. But at this, we go to Kang Bae, who is, he's a customer service rep. And we see that every time he accidentally touches a customer, like we're giving them a receipt, or like one lady grabbed his hand, and people start confessing like the most random things. Like, I'm having an affair, my son hasn't worked in so long. Like, they're confessing their stresses, their sins, their stresses, just anything that they're upset about. And he even has like a friend from school contact him. I use friend loosely. And he's telling him, you know, yeah, I just wanted to get in touch with you and all this stuff. And turns out the friend accidentally touches him, and he's like trying to get him into a Ponzi scheme, and everybody else told him no. And he's, this guy is just basically his last hope. So he thought he had like one friend from high school, poor Kang Bae, and the guy's just using him. So anyway, so Kang Bae, and he leaves work one day, and he sees Minron just kind of drunk, yelling about a taxi driver ignoring her and not being able to get a taxi. It's just like a real random scene. And then Minron ends up the next day, it seems like, after the whole employee of the month thing, she ends up getting a customer. She's at like the meat display, and you know where you get the free samples meat. And the guy's going off on her and calling her like an idiot for working here. You must not study hard in school and all this stuff. So then they end up, she gets frustrated and fed up and had this big old like knocked down fighting the grocery store. They throwing meat all across the place. It's just a hot mess. And so Wooju is in the grocery store, and she like grabs his neck and lifts him up with one arm off the ground in front of everybody, and people just looking at her like, what the heck? Because she don't look like this super strong woman, you know what I mean? She don't look frail, but she don't look like somebody that can pick up a grown man by his neck with one hand. Then later, after that, Min-Ra tries to jump in front of they want her to apologize. The manager wants her to apologize to the customer and bow down. You know how they like to have dramatic apologies in these dramas. And bow down on her knees, and she didn't want to, so she just left out. So she gets on her way out, she jumps in front of one of the trucks, possible truck of dooms, and she gets Kang Bae jumps in front of her, and he don't like, I thought he was gonna push her out the way, but he just jumps in front of her and stands there and wait to get hit. So, and like, you know, he didn't even like try to push her out the way, he just jumps in front of her. But the car does stop in time, and then they talk for a minute and they go to the pop-up bar, the Mystic pop-up bar, to have some drinks. Wooju is there. And she's still trying to get Min-Ra to confess her real problems so that she can go into her dreams and get revenge, fix things. So Min-Ra she's not going along with it. She's still holding back. And then she accidentally touches Kang Bae's hand. And of course she starts like, can I talk to you? Can I tell you my problems? And so Min-Ra is there when this is happening. I'm sorry. Wooju is there, so she can hear the problem. She like, thank God. Like, she don't, you know, she's ready to work. And turns out the manager has been harassing Min-Ra this whole time. He's been just touching her here and there, telling her, like, I know both of your parents are dead. You need a permanent position, because her and Kang Bae were contract workers. And he's like, you need a permanent position. It's my decision. I can help you. But it's like, all we get a montage of all the times he was trying to touch her inappropriately. 4K drama. Inappropriately trying to touch her ankle. Just make her real uncomfortable. And so Wooju gives her this blue drink. And she falls, and Min-Ra falls asleep, and she's able to jump in her dreams. Kang Bae had left the restaurant at that point. She had him leave the restaurant for some made up reason. So she jumps in a dream, and in her dream, they're inside the grocery store, and the manager's there. So Wooju is basically beating him all over the place, taking care of things. And somehow, Kang Bae ends up in the dream. And they're like, what? She's like, how is a human in a dream? So she has, Wooju has an assistant. I didn't mention him earlier. Well, he's kind of her overseer. And he pops up in there. And she's like, how can he be here? Kang Bae is a human. And he does his little voodoo stuff, I guess. And he sees that he, at birth, his spiritual side was never closed. So he can see certain things, and that's why people come to him, and when they touch him, will just like reveal all their secrets. So anyway, they get this comically long revenge on the boss, and they end up like throwing him off a roof and all this stuff. And then they wake up the next day. Oh, when she was attacking the boss, she threw her mom. Okay. When she was back in the Joseon era, her mom gave her this pin. When she told her to put her hair in a bun, she gave her this kind of like clip and told her that to put this in there, and you won't be alone. It'll lead you to the person you need. So when they're on the roof and she's attacking, trying to get to the boss, the manager, she pulls the pin out her hair and throws it at him, so it hits him on the head. So he didn't really fall down or anything, but it caused him to stop so she can get to him. And so after that, that's when they knocked him off the roof and got revenge on him. And then they go back, and it's the girl Min-Ra is It was this weird thing. She was asleep, but she wasn't. She was, like, in her sleep, she was in, like, the CCTV room watching everything and seeing her own memories play back. So she didn't want to come out the door. It's kind of a weird setup. And so Kane Bay finally talks her out of the little CCTV room. And she tells her, you know, Wooju tells her, I did all this for you. You need to become a boss now. You need to act like you somebody, basically. So she gives her this little, you know, pep talk speech. And then the next day they wake up and they don't really think it's real. Like, Kane Bay is like, did that really happen? It can't be real. And then he walks around because he was more concerned. When they were in the dream, she told him that, yeah, like, I can help everybody else. I can help you not have this ability. But they didn't discuss it any further. And so that's what's really nagging on him. He doesn't want this ability where people confess their sins when they talk to him. Or confess, make the all these awkward confessions. So he goes back to the rooftop to just try to jog his memory to see if it even seemed real. And that little hairpin was on the ground. So he's like, oh my God, it was real. And then she's at her bar. And the woman that's over everything with the atonement, I guess, sends a message that you need to go ahead. The people on the board, I guess, are getting rattled because all she does is drink and eat and she hasn't been productive. And they usually only give people 300 years and they've given her 5. So she needs to reach her 100,000 souls that she helped or she will be sent to hell, to burn in hell. That's how they said it, to burn in hell. So she's like freaking out. And then she remembers the boy who can get people to confess. So if she can get people to confess their sins, she can figure out, she can give them the blue drink, jump in their dreams, and figure out how to help them. So she's running across the bridge toward him. It's almost like a romantic scene, but it's not. She's running across the bridge towards him. He's running across the bridge towards her because he wants this ability gone. And they kind of reach each other and meet up in the middle. And she tells him, I'll help you if you help me. They agree on it. They shake, and that's kind of where it ends. So it's like a weird, it's a weird little story, but it was cute. I enjoyed it. Like, I laughed. I didn't cry, obviously. It was nothing real sad. But it was, I had fun with it. So I'm going to go on to the next episode, and it's only 12 episodes, so it's not going to be that long. Any predictions? I think that I really like everybody so far. Like, Kang, the guy that plays Kane Bay, I really enjoy him. Wooju, Min-Ron, I really enjoyed everybody. And I don't think I'm familiar with anybody unless I'm just not recognizing them yet. But so far, so good. I'm predicting it's real early in the story. So I'm not sure if Min-Ron is going to be, because I thought she was going to be his love interest. But it could go a way where she's just not even in the story no more. It could go just where, kind of like Master Son in the beginning, where she had a different situation with a ghost in every episode. So I'm figuring it's probably going to be that, where it's going to be some type of different case. Min-Ra might show up again. I don't feel like, because her mom said that hair clip will bring her to one that can help her whenever she needs help. And it did bring her to him, but I don't feel like that's a romantic help. I don't see them as a couple, but I also said that about Itaewon Class with Park Seo-joon and a young girl. And I was wrong. So, but I think, I don't see them together. It don't seem like a romantic connection at all. So I'm thinking this might just be a friendship thing, maybe different cases each episode. So we shall see. I don't see anybody dying. I feel like this will be the way it's going right now. It seemed like it will be a happy ending type drama. I don't know what at this point what would constitute a happy ending for this type of setup. I'm assuming besides her not burning in hell. but so I don't know if it means like Will she fall in love with somebody and be torn apart and go to heaven? And it'll be sad in a way. It'll be bittersweet because she'll get where she wanted to go, but she'll also lose her love. Or it'll just be her hoping all these people reaching her goal and going to heaven. I don't know. But she's at, like, she has to do 100,000, but she's at, like, I believe it was, like, So right now she's at 99,991 souls. So she's real close to that 100,000. But it took her this long to get 500 years to get to the 100,000. So they need his help to speed up the process for this last month so she don't go to hell. We'll see what happens. I'm willing to predict she'll for sure make her goal. So next week I will be back with my thoughts on the first half of the King Eternal Monarch. I'm on episode 8. I believe it's going to be 20 episodes. Don't quote me. So I will talk to you then. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you want to get in touch with me for any reason, it is Dramatic Chit Chat on Twitter and DramaticChitChat@gmail.com. Thank you, and I will talk to you next week.